We continue today with lesson number 6 in our study of Maseches Shavuos. We are in the second perek, the third and fourth Mishnayos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, and Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah is continuing to discuss various types of agricultural activities that are permissible during the sixth year, meaning basically there is no or limited restrictions, limited requirements for Tosefes Shviyas, for adding on to Shviyas back into the sixth year. The examples that we've given so far and will continue to give can be divided roughly into two categories: Avodas Karka, work that's done on the ground itself, for the earth itself, and Avodas Ho'ilon, work that's done to the tree itself. So the Mishnah says in Mishnah Gimel, Mesaklin, removing stones from the field, that's permissible all of the sixth year until Ad Rosh Hashanah, until the very end of the year. We will learn in the future about removing stones from a field during Shemitah itself, during Shviyas itself. Then, that's an Avodas HaKarka, Mesaklin, removing the stones from the field. Then we move on to Avodas HaIlon, types of work that types of activities that are done to the tree itself, and are also permissible until Rosh Hashanah, according to the Tanakhama. Mekarsamin is a procedure by which you remove from the tree, or really near the roots of the tree, those branches or extra roots that are interfering with the growth of the tree. So it's kind of trimming away from the tree parts of the tree that interfere with the ideal, optimal growth of the tree. That's permitted all of Shishis, according to Tanakhama, Ad Rosh Hashanah. Similarly, Mizardin, which means pruning the tree, which means removing perfectly healthy branches from the tree in order that the remaining branches should grow that much better. Sometimes there's just too many branches. Nothing wrong with any of those branches. That action of pruning is called mezardin, zirud. And then mefaslin. There are two basic approaches with certain fine point differences between the two. One approach to what mefaslin means is from the word posul, pisoles, to trim away from the tree waste products, things which really don't belong, maybe moss or whatever that's accumulated around the tree. Another pirush, which is the Rashi's pirush, is that mefaslin comes from the word pesel tumuna, to sculpt a tree. Sometimes you want a tree to have a certain shape, so you want to remove certain branches so that the tree should look a certain way, and perhaps also that process helps the base of the tree grow that much thicker, because you're cutting off and sculpting out from the outer surface some of the branches of the tree. So all these procedures, Mekarsamin, Mezardin, Mefaslin, can be done according to Tanakhama until Rosh Hashanah. Comes along Rabbi Yehoshua and disagrees. Rabbi Yehoshua Omer, Kezerudo uchapisulo shel chamishis. The way that you conducted yourself during the fifth year, which had nothing to do with Shviyas, where you were permitted to do anything all year long. But how did you treat the field in the fifth year with reference to Zerudo, to its pruning, and Uchafisulo, to its sculpting? Kach shel Shishis, which would mean various approaches here, but one approach which Kahati quotes in the name of Rabbi Chanoch Albeck, combines the opinion of various Rishonim in the following way. The way that you conducted yourself with reference to Zirud and Pisul in the fifth year, when you had no restrictions regarding Shviyas or Tosefes Shviyas, that's the way you should conduct yourself, Kach Shel Shishis. That's how you should conduct yourself in the sixth year, when you are conscious of the fact that you're limited in what you can do in the sixth year as we get closer and closer to Shemitah. So, if during the fifth year you did the pruning and the pisul and the sculpting throughout all of the fifth year, even past Rosh Hashanah into the sixth year, then during the sixth year you can continue the procedures of zirud and pisul even into the seventh year, even into Shemitah. Because it's part of the previous year's work, as you showed in year five, when you continue to do these activities of zirud and pisul even after Rosh Hashanah of the sixth year, because that was part of your fifth year's labors. So too, in the sixth year, you can continue zirud and pisul even into the seventh year, even into Shemitah. However, if during the fifth year you desisted from zirud and pisul, you stopped these pruning and sculpting activities well before Rosh Hashanah of the sixth year, then during the sixth year, you also must discontinue zirud and pisul well before the seventh year. The way you conducted yourself in the fifth year, that's how you must conduct yourself in the sixth year, which sometimes can be lakula, allowing you to be zoreid, to prune and to sculpt even into the seventh year. And sometimes it can be lechumra. If during the fifth year you stop many weeks or months before the end of the fifth year, so too in the sixth year you must stop zirud and pisul long before the sixth year expires, long before Shavuos begins. That's Rabbi Yehoshua's opinion. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol zman sha'ani rashai b'avodas ha'ilon rashai ani b'fisulo. The simple meaning of Rabbi Shimon's opinion is quite strict. That just like avodas ha'ilon, meaning plowing a field for trees, we saw is at the most permitted only until Shavuos. That's what we learned back in the first parak. So therefore, that's true of all other avodas ha'ilon, including pisul, including the sculpting, etc., can only be done until the atzeres. The halacha is like the Tanakhama, that these activities can be done all of the sixth year, right up until Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year. Now we move on to Mishnah Dalet. And Mishnah Dalet again speaks about various avodos ha'ilon, types of work which are done to a tree. Mizahamin, it's permissible. Mizahamin, the word zoamo in Aramaic means something which is dirty, filthy, foul-smelling. So that says that is referring to a procedure which was done to netios, to young sapling trees, where you smeared onto the tree, some foul-smelling substance, presumably either to help cultivate the tree or to remove various insects and other creatures that were interfering with the growth of the tree. So you would smear onto the tree some foul-smelling substance. Mezamenes anetios, that's permissible to do all of the sixth year. Vikorchenoso, similarly, to wrap around a natia, a young tree, young sapling tree, to wrap around it a cloth, a blanket of some sort, which would help protect it from the elements, that's permissible to do all of the sixth year. V'kotmin osam. Kotmin, there are two approaches as to what it means. Some say it means to trim the branches, trim the tips of the branches. Lulav sheniktam rosho means something which is plucked off or trimmed off. Some say that it's related to the Aramaic word kitmo, which means ash, and that is to somehow strengthen the roots by adding ash to them and thickening them in that matter. That would be permissible during all of Shishis. The osin lohem botim. It's permissible literally to make houses for the trees. In other words, to make little booths or something around the tree in order to protect it either from the sun or from the cold or from stormy rain, etc., or strong winds. This is all permissible. to do all of the sixth year. Umashkinoson, it's permissible to water trees all of the sixth year, right up till Ad Rosh Hashanah. There's no restrictions of Avodah Se'ilon, of these types at all during the Tosefes Shviyas, during the sixth year. Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok, he goes even further, and he says, Af mashkehu es hanof bashvias. Watering a tree, by watering its branches, not watering its roots, but watering its branches, is permissible even during Shemitah, even though by watering the branches, the water will naturally drip down and reach the roots of the tree, and thereby water it in a very nurturing way. Nevertheless, as long, even on Shemitah itself, you're allowed to water the tree. Avalo eso ikor. You're not permitted to direct the stream of water when you're watering it down to the roots. That would not be permissible during Shemitah. So we've just concluded Mishnah Gimel and Mishnah Daled, and in the process have concluded lesson number 6 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shviyos.